This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Among the texts right away for Adam Carter, 9 to noon, Jordana podcast available. The angriest you have ever been on the radio, and then I'll add, so the angriest ever on the radio, and also the angriest you have ever been in your life.
Oh, man. Angriest on the radio. I don't ever remember a time getting really, really, really mad on the radio.
You'll go at some of the texters,
yeah.
But you're under control.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever lost it. Mad one time, I remember a car dealership where my dad used to work. I can't remember if he still worked there or had already left. But anyway, they rented my wife a vehicle, my ex-wife now, a vehicle. And they claimed that she returned with a huge dent. And I knew for a fact that it didn't. And
yeah,
so I was in a pretty good screaming match with the guy
really?
On the phone.
Yeah.
That's like that's what comes to mind is like being the absolute furious. I usually internalize my anger, so.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. So that's about the only time I remember.
What happened how was the car situation resolved?
I think I just said I'm not paying it. It's total BS.
So you've decided you're going to pay which bills you want to pay.
Right.
That's what it sounds like, yeah. Dave. What I mean, should all of America do
I'm
that?
Hearing. Yeah.
Kind of like the Trump administration. I'm not paying it.
Yeah.
What do you do for me?
Or Trump with his lawyers.
Yeah. Why pay your taxes? Point.
Yeah. Adam Carter, liberal activist, says, pay when you want to pay.
It's very woke.
Yes. That's right. Okay. Speaking of woke, what did you think of Seinfeld and his talk the other day about there's so much PC right now?
He's right.
Comedy. He was asked about Curb, okay. Yeah, Larry was grandfathered in. He's so old that I don't have to observe these rules because it started before you made these rules. We did an episode of the series in the 90s where Kramer decided to start a business of having homeless people pull rickshaws because, as he says, they're outside anyway. Do you think I could get that episode on the air today? Okay. Network TV? No. HBO? All the streaming services, I still think you're seeing some crazy stuff. Like part of what's spawned off Seinfeld's commentary was clip after clip of a show we both love, Veep.
Yeah.
Veep wasn't exactly that PC, and it just ended, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Five years ago?
Yep.
You know? I mean, I got it. We're way more PC. We're way more woke. But if the quality is there.
Yeah. I just feel like I've stand-up comedians lament this a lot, that they're not welcome, as open to do things. I mean, look at Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle faces it all the time. And
Marr talks about it all the time, too.
So I think, and, you know, am I wrong in that? Will I be on the wrong side of history of whether or not that was acceptable to criticize that, you know, because like there's a lot of stuff right that we watch now that you, when they were made, it's just like, oh man, how did they get away with that?
All in the Family would have zero chance of running on network TV.
Yeah.
Right. I think it could have been a little more precise, you know, and I guess, you know, on network TV, I got it, but okay. Let me ask you this, because I think this came up a version yesterday. When was the last for you appointment network television show?
That wasn't a sporting event?
Yes.
I can't even tell you.
I don't
know.
So I really enjoyed This Is Us. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so I watched it. Apparently I wanted to cry seven times on Tuesdays at 8 or 9 o'clock. I forget. I don't have a single network show and can't think of one where I make any effort to watch it.
No.
Not one. Right? I mean, for me, it's sports, it's news, and
award shows.
Sportsy news shows.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, award shows. I might even be slipping with the award shows a little bit. Was Adam physically in St. Peter on campus in 98 when the tornado hit?
No, I was in Iowa. I was already at working in Iowa. And I remember going in and doing the, I was doing the morning show at KZAT-FM 95.5.
Were you Adam Carter then?
I was Adam Abrams, actually.
That's right, Adam Abrams.
And there was the lead story in the news that St. Peter was hit by a tornado, and I couldn't believe it. And I went back in May for graduation. And it was just, it was unbelievable.
So you finished your schooling in 97?
I was done. So my final credit was J term of 98. So I that's when I went down to that radio station to earn a credit, and I just got hired there. So I was done with my school learning, and then I went back for commencement.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Mike in Minneapolis. Always a pleasure to hear from you, sir. What is on your mind today at 45 past 12?
Well, Chad, I was just thinking, if we were all in the mob, my mob name would be probably like Mikey the Dope, and yours would either be Chad Gams or Legs Hartman, and Dave, being the producer, of course, would be Davey Buttons. But what would
Davey Buttons?
What would your name be?
Yeah, Adam.
Oh boy, that's a good one.
I like that one.
I hate the ones that stump me so much. And then I'm always like George Costanza on the drive home. Ah, I should have thought of that when I did it.
Well, I can get it.
I got white shoes on. Adam, hey, white shoes. Hey.
Hey, Adam, white shoes.
White shoes.
Yes. Always a pleasure, Mike. Very good. Let's pause right here. It's 46 past 12. Lots of good texts coming in. We love more phone calls like Mike's on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. Let's go. 651-461-9226.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The 45th president of the United States was sanctioned this morning. Max he can be fined is 1,000. So I guess the prosecutors brought up 10 violations. Judge said 9 of the 10, you're right, fine him $9,000. And threatened him with incarceration. We're seeing here in the last 30 minutes or so that he has removed the social media post that violated the gag order. So to ask Adam anything, will Donald Trump actually stop his normal ranting and raving about a judge, a daughter, and persecution? Does he really think this one is serious? And is there any scenario where the judge would say, that's it. And Donald Trump, because he violated the gag order, ends up, maybe even just for one night, behind bars.
Yes, I think, because I don't think he can stop himself.
So he's not going to stop.
No.
I agree. I don't think there's a scenario for violating the gag orders. He's going to end up in the sneezer. Mm. So, like, how realistic do you think it is that he could end up?
I mean, like one night, I can see that possible, or just, but yeah, it's more likely that they just keep fining him and fining him. But
and $1,000.
I know.
Yeah. You know. How many Secret Service people need to go with him for one night?
I don't know.
Right? And does he think one night is just at Trump Tower? Does he count that as prison? And if he goes behind bars for one night, and there's no chance in hell he wants that. There's no way. But in the end, does he benefit from it?
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
More than just normal. This is taking it even further.
Somehow get a picture of him behind bars so they can sell T-shirts there.
Adam, shirt or no shirt, when at the lake on a nice day?
At the lake. Depends on what I'm doing, but like if I'm out on a boat or on jet ski, obviously I have no shirt.
I saw you shirtless many times in Palm Desert, you know. Guns out. Has Adam ever met a pope?
I have not.
Yeah.
I've been to the Vatican, but did not see the pope when I was there.
Did
he? Well, I saw the dead pope. If dead popes count, then I've seen a lot of dead popes.
Yeah. Do you hang around with dead popes? Or?
Well, it was at the Vatican. There's a lot of dead popes there.
Yeah. Yeah. If you could meet one person alive today and spend 1 hour with them, who is it? Anybody alive today, 1 hour. You want to think about that one while I give you a couple more questions here?
I think just coming off that those Fish concerts, probably Trey Anastasio. Just sit down with him. Did you see that Fish sent Drew Carey a blender?
He did.
And they signed it.
Do you want to explain the Drew Carey?
Drew Carey had a great experience at his first ever Fish show at the Sphere and tweeted about how putting his genitalia in a blender, somehow seeing God. So much so that it was so wild that I thought he was hacked, but it was really him. And then Fish sent him a Vitamix blender saying, thanks for coming. We'll see you next time.
They get it.
Yeah.
Right? Dave, does one come to mind for you? One person. I'd have to think about that one.
Yeah.
One person.
And I've already met you, so now I have to.
Yeah. And it's not just a bait. It can't be just, hey, how you doing? You know?
I'd love to meet Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl?
Dave Grohl.
That'd be pretty good, right? That would be pretty good. Maybe that could be a side one we can get back to later. You meet one person. Who is it? If you could permanently join any radio morning show, which would you choose? And we'll just say, Vanita, not on the list. So it has to be at another radio station in town or...
It has to be in town.
Oh, I was going to say, or nationally.
I'd love to work with Howard Stern.
Howard Stern?
Yeah.
Do you want to be the crazy cab A?
Didn't he just pass away?
He did. He did. He caused issues at the Chad and Barrero show years ago. Yeah, he did the Favre thing.
We all know
that one. He showed up, Chad and Barrero show, with Majors making his regular appearance, and Pat Miles there, and he was squirting us with water. And first,
you handled that well, I bet.
First, I think we were mainly just shocked. Like, is this really happening?
Yeah.
And first, the culture vulture kind of muscled up on him, and then the future governor of the state was there also.
Yeah.
So, crazy cab. Is that what you'd like? It sounds like Adam wants to be a wacky sidekick right now who's causing disruptions.
Showing up at hotel rooms and just faking it all.
Does Adam deny shooting his dog? Question mark.
Yes, I've never shot a dog.
Are you sick of that topic?
We covered it again because my dogs left me a present yesterday thinking I thought they might have listened to the segment because I got home.
Poopapalooza?
Poopapalooza. they didn't like the segment. Here's what we think of that.
Yeah, can't blame. Please ask Adam if he's ever had an attractive female ask him if he wants to play cornhole. Second part of the question would be, if so, with a straight face.
That would be no on both accounts.
Yeah?
I'm still uncomfortable calling bags cornhole, too.
It's cornhole.
I know, but something wrong about cornhole.
Grow up.
You're uncomfortable with the phrase cornhole? Considering the filth you text me on a regular basis?
Or say on the air.
Whoa. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it.
Adam out. Jamie among our guests next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.